We are learning Mesechtas Sanhedrin Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the brand new Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, a new sugya. This Mishnah is going back, and the first Mishnah taught us that Zokin Mamre gets Chenek. That's the parasha of Zokin Mamre, which is the parasha of where it says Ki Yipolei Mimcha Davar. The pasuk parasha Shoftim says Ki Yipolei Mimcha Davar, that there's a dayin who doesn't know something. They're arguing in the Beis Din with in their town. They should go up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, and there they go to the Beis Din HaGadol. And it says in the pasuk, in the two pasukim later, it says, "Vasisa api adava asher yigidu lecha min hamakom ahu, asher yivcha Hashem v'shemart laschcha shirucha." You should listen to what they say. And it says two pasukim after that, "Ve'isha shiyase v'zadon v'vot l'shmuel l'alakayin v'ayim v'shar sham." If you don't listen, "Umei seshu v'atar m'yisrael," then they get misa. That is the parasha very quickly of Zaki Mamre. So our Mishnah and our Gemara will discuss the parameters of Zaki Mamre. Zok to Mishnah. Zokim Amre Api Bezdin. Shenemar, Zokim Amre means someone who's not listening to the Psak of Bezdin. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Yipali Mechadov Ol Mishpat. They're talking about Bezdin. Now, when he went up to the Beis HaMikdash, what was going on there? There was Shloish Shabbat Edinim HaYisham. There was three Bezdins. Echad Yoyish Vapesach HaRabayis. The first two were Bezdin of 23. One Bezdin sits on the Pesach HaRabayis, right in front of the door before the going into the Ezra's Nashim. Ve'echad Yoshev HaPesach HaZara. And there's another Bezdin that sits near the door to the HaZara after Ezra's Nashim. Ve'echad Yoshev Lishkas HaGazos. And the Bezdin HaGadol of 71 sits in Lishkas HaGazos. That's a room that's adjacent to the HaZara. And half of it is built in the Kodesh, half of it is built in the Chayil. And that is Lishkas HaGazos. So Ba'an Lezeh, so now this Zokain who had a Psak, and there was a Bezdin in town. Let's say the town is Beitar. Okay, so in Beitar, that machlekes between the Zokin, who is a mufla, he's already a big paisik, the Zokin, and the Beis Din town said, you're wrong. So they come together up to the Beis HaMikdash. So Baal Nazar Shal Pesach HaRabayis, they come to the first Beis Din of 23, that's by the door to the HaRabayis, which means, again, Rashi learns, it means the Shara Mizrahi, right in front of the Chael, that's in front of Eretz Nashim. So there, they come together to that Beis Din. This is what I said, this is what my friends said. This is what I learned, this is what my friends learned. Im Shamu, if this Beis Din of 23 heard already a Messiah to this halacha, they tell them this is the Pesach. Lav, they don't know. They go to the next Beis Din. The Beis Din by the Azara. They both come to Bezdin Gadol. Plekis Achreinim, who Elu Ve'elu is, does it mean the Zaki Mamre and his Bezdin from town, or means even the Bezdins of 23, they come along also? They come to the Bezdin Lishkas HaGazos, where their Torah comes to the Kol Yisrael. Then they go to that big Bezdin, the Beng Bezdin, where all Torah comes from. Then the Chazal Iroi, after he got the Pesach, goes back to his city. And Shana Valimeid Kederach Shoyalamad, if he keeps on teaching in his Shir, in his Lamdash Shir, he keeps teaching like he always taught, Pater, that's not a Chayiv. If he passes like he always said, and doesn't listen to Bezdin, Chayiv, Chayiv Misa. Shinema Va'ish Yaseh Bezodoin, Eine Chayiv Ach Yer Lassa. It says Yaseh. You're not chayiv until your yoyre lasis, your paskin to do. Talmud shayre lasis, if this whole story happened with a Talmud, someone who didn't reach 40 years old, didn't reach the level of being a paisik, then he's pater. Nimtza chumra kuloi. Comes out, the chumra that we say is not royal ara, is his kula also, he won't be chayiv misa. So that is our Mishnah. And the Gemara is going to discuss what type of psakim did he make in order to be chayiv misa. The whole blot of this. Tana Rabbanim. Ki polim mcha dava. Zok the Gemara on top on Pezayim and Aleph. But mufla shev bezdin akos v'dava. We're talking about some of the mufla shev bezdin. It means a mumcha l'bezdin, not a Talmud. A mumcha means he's 40 years old and he already paskins for a while. So he's a mumcha. That's what we're talking about. The whole din is only by a mumcha. But mufla shev bezdin akos v'dava. It says mimcha. And we darshin ze yoyetz. That is someone who paskins in regards to the Soyde Iber, making Iber Hashana. Where do we find that Mimcha means Yayetz? Chenoimer, Mimeich Yotza Choshev Al Hashem Ra'a Yayetz B'li'al. So you see in this pasuk that the word Mimeich has Shaykhis to Yayetz, and therefore the word pasuk Mimcha in the Torah is referring to Yayetz, which Yayetz means someone who's very smart, who knows the Iber Hashana. Then it says, Davar lemishpats. What does Davar mean? Davar zu halacha. Davar is halacha lemoishe mesinai. And what's lemishpat? It doesn't mean regular din, we're going to say din. Lemishpat zeh hadin means gzer shav. So we already have Ibra HaChodesh, Ibra HaShana, we have halacha lemoishe mesinai, and we have din, which is gzer shav. Bein dam ledam means what? Bein dam nida, dam leida, dam ziva. And we'll see, with Dam Nida, we know what it is. Dam Leida is from a baby. Dam Ziva is the Yura of Yaim, Bein Nida Lanida. Bein Din Ladin, and the Gemara is explaining what, later on, what exactly they were arguing about. Bein Din Ladin, Bein Din in the Fashois, Din in Mamanois, Din in Makas. That could have been the Shiloh. Bein Nega Ala Nega, we're talking about Bein Nigi Adam, a Nega of a person, Nigi Bottom, a Nega of a house, Nigi Bottom of clothing. Then it says, Divrei Rivais B'sharecha, Divrei Elu Acharamim V'er Arachim V'Aktoshos. Because these things, Hekdesh and Erechin, could be done on the Dibur, and it comes the remez by the word Divrei. Rivais, fights, arguments, Zu Ashka Asaita, which comes from argument between husband and wife, V'Arifas Egla, which is a murder, also comes from arguments, V'Taharas Matsaira, which comes from Lashon Hara, which Rashi says, Afne Goam Adei Riv Shalashon Hara Himbam. B'sha'arecha, I was referring to Zalekat Shechapeya, because we find the word Sha'arecha by Aniyim, V'achlu B'sha'arecha. And V'kamta Mebezdin, V'alisa. So V'kamta Mebezdin means, says V'kamta V'alisa, V'kamta means Mebezdin, which means both you and the Bezdin from your city have to go along up to the Yerushalayim, have to make Aliyah, go up to Yerushalayim to ask this question. V'alisa, V'lam is Mezvikdash Gvayim Eretzishol, V'aretzol Gvayim Kal Ratzis. The Valisa teaches us that the Beis Mikdash is high in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is high in Mekol HaRotzos. El HaMakom, Melamed Shamakom Goyr. El HaMakom teaches us that the Beis Din has to be in its Makom. The Beis Din Shel 71 has to be in its Makom in order to have a Din Zaki Mamre. But if they're, like Tosfos brings down, that if they're in the wrong place, like we had before in Daf Yudalad, if they're out of their place, then there's no Din, even ask Mishaila, there's no Din Zaki Mamre. So Mara just interjects that it said over here, V'alisa teaches us the Beis Mikdash Gavaya. That's good. But Eretz Yisrael Gavaya, there's no Makar in the Psukim by Zaka Mamre there. Eretz Yisrael's Gavaya Makar Ratzos. So Bishlam is a Mikdash Gavaya Eretz Yisrael Dachsev V'alisa. El Eretz Yisrael Gavaya Makar Ratzos. Menale, what's the Makar? Mara says, I'll tell you the Makar. Dachsev says a pasuk in Yirmiyah about Metz Hashem, the big Geula. It says, L'chein, Hine yomim baam nu ma Hashem. V'lo yomru oyi. They're not going to say anymore. Chai Hashem as shehelas meri shol meri tashem. They're not going to say anymore that thanks to Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Kim chai Hashem as shehela v'asha hevi es zera beis yishol me'eret tzifoyno me'kol ha'rotzois asher edachtim shom v'yoshvu ad masam. We're going to instead thank Hashem for bringing and saying long live Hashem who brought us from. It's fair to say long live Hashem, but Hashem doesn't pass live, but we're saying thank you to Hashem for bringing us back from all the Aratzos, the Tzvayna, the North, all over the whole world. V'yoshva ad masam. What's Lashon? Hela. Since it says Hela, to ad masam, so Vaista is Eretz Yisrael is higher than the rest of the world. Tana Rabbanan. Zokim Mamri Nechayev El Adova Shazoyne Koretz Shukha Chatas. The Rabbi Meir says, Zokim Mamri is only Chayev Chenek, if he's over on the psak, that the type of psak is chayiv koris b'mezid and chatos b'shoigig. Divrei Meir. That's the shita of Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, he argues, he's more machmir on the Zokim Mamre. Adava sh'ikrav divrei Torah or perush divrei Seferim. Even if it's something that's just ikrav divrei Torah and perush divrei Seferim, the Rabbanu Mefarshim, that also touch on very chayiv chenek for if you don't listen to the Bezen HaGadol. Rav Shimon Aymer, I feel diktuk echem v'duk yosef, from one diktuk from the Rabbanon de Gadin is enough to be chayiv misa. My time with the Rameyer, gomar davar davar, k'siv ha'acha, ki yipali v'mcha davar l'mishpat, v'ksiv ha'asam, it says there, by the parasha par helm davar shel tzibur, it says, v'nelam davar meni ha'kohol, ma'ala halon, just like there, we're talking about Avera, davar shechayiv v'zayin ha'karas v'shegu chatos, Afkan, he also is talking Mamre, we're talking about something Avera, Dova Shachayev, Azoyne Koritz, Vashugay Chatos. That's the Bekar from Meir, we pass the Meir, that it's Dafka something that's Chayev Chatos and Bemezi Chayev Koritz, that type of Avera that the Zokain does not list the Bezdin, will be Chayev Misa for. Rabbi Yehuda, his drasha is, says in the Pasuk, Apiya Torah Sheirucha, Adika Torah Virucha. There's Torah, and there's a Pirush of the Rabbanon, and there's a Psak, that's enough. Rabbi Shimon, Asher Yigidu Lucham and Amakamu, Mashma anything, I feel a call to even the smallest thing. So we have here three shittas. Now remember, we just had a brisa that explained all different averas that a person could do. He could do Ibra Hashana, Halakha Lamayish Vesinai, Gzeri Shavas, Dam Nida, Dam Leda, Dine Fashas, Dine Mamanas. Now, how is that shtim with Rameh? It says you have to do something Chayav Koris and Shigur is Chatas. That's the Gemara's question. Only if we're brachin in the Rav, Tergima li lahamastita li Rameh. Can you please explain me that brisa according to Rameyer? Rameyer says he needs chiv chatas and chiv karas. Amalei Rav Rapapa puk tergumalei. I guess I don't know why Rav told Rapapa this, but we could have gone back to Rav Huna. But so Rav told Rapapa, go out and teach like this. Ki yipalei b'muflo shabez nekos medaver. So far so good. Mimcha ze yoyitz shiyedei la'aber shonim l'kvei chadashim. Mimcha is going on. Being making extra ibra yar extra month. Kiritnan, we're going to explain it. Kiritnan, like we looked at the Mishnah, what was Bir Machlekes? What Bir Machlekes that between the Zakin and the Bezdin? The Machlekes would be like this. Heini Idum, this is a Mishnah in Mesechtas Idias, says Rabbi Shu and Rabbi Pius were made that Shema Abrim Es Hashana Kol Adar, that even after you lean the Megillah on the 14th day and the 15th day in some places, of Adar, you can still do Ibra Hashana and make another Adar. So Vehemi Idu Shavar Hashana Kol Adar. So some argue they held Adar Purim, only till Purim. And what's the reason why only till Purim? The reason is because since you're supposed to start learning on Purim already about Hilchos Pesach. So once you start learning Hilchos Pesach, to tell everyone that's not Pesach, they're not going to believe you. It's not going to work out good. Therefore, that Mandiyama says you cannot do Ibra Hashana after Purim. But they said yes. So this type of Machlokes has ramifications for a chiyuv karas. Why? Dila haigisa kashari chametz bePesach. Because if you say, let's say this zakein is on the side of saying that you could be ma'abra the shana, and the truth is he can't. So he's telling them to eat chametz on Pesach. He calls the real Pesach Adar. So it's a karas. Dila haigisa, if this zakein is making the psak that you don't make an ibayar, and you're supposed to make an ibayar, then by the ibayar part, the next, which is ear, they're going to be eating chametz. Yilhaig is the kashari chametz, but Pesach. So it comes out, this shayla of yayetz is a shayla of krisis, and chatas. It's not so posh, it's krisis and chatas, yeah. Eating chametz, Pesach, krisis and chatas. I'm thinking about the common Pesach. Yeah, krisis and chatas. Dova ze halacha. Dova means halacha ma'ish v'sinai. So what's the machlokes about lachamish v'sinai? Zu halachos achadasa. The hilchos of achadasa, the itma. So in order to understand the next three lines, which are very easy, you just have to get a little akdama. That there's something called a nida and something called a zava. What's a nida? A regular isha that sees dam every 30 days, like a normal isha. The way it worked in the time of minat Torah, the way it works is that she's tamei for 7 days, no matter what. If she sees 3 days, she's 4 days, she's 5 days, she's 1 day, tamei for 7 days. She sees one, she goes tamei 7 days. After 7 days, the end of 7 days, she goes to the mikveh, and now she's tar, finished. Doesn't need shiva nekiyim, doesn't need carbon, nothing. She goes to the mikveh after 7 days, even if she's shore straight for 7 days. She goes to the mikveh right after 7 days, and then she's tar. That's called nida. What's ziva? What's zava? There's 11 days beneath the nida. Next 11 days are watch days. The next 11 days, if she sees dam 1 day, so she has to make a bdika next morning. She's seeing the second day. If she sees again the second day, then she makes another bdika on the third day. If she sees on the third day, she saw 3 days in these 11 days, she becomes a zava. And she's a zava, she means that she has to wait shiva nekiyim now and bring a carbon. And today we do this always because we get mixed up. We see how confusing it is. That's why. So then she has to wait shiva nekiyim and bring a carbon in those 11 days. Now, for example, let's say you see on the 11th day dam for the first time. There's no chance of becoming a zava, because the next day is the 12th day already. The next day she's becoming an ida from a dam. So then you don't have to be shemeres yoyim. On the 11th day she's dam, does she have to make a bdika the 12th in the morning? No. She can't become a zava anyway. She go to mikvah that day and finished. There's no chance of becoming a Zav anyway. You don't have to wait the Shemeres Yom. You don't have to do a bdik on the 12th day. That's possible. The shaila is, what about the 10th day? The 10th day, do you have to take a bdik on the 11th day? Because 11th day is still middle of the Yom Yom. On the other hand, not really possible to have 3 days in a row, because 10, 11, and then 12. So that's the machlokes. If on the 10th day, if you see dam, do you have to make a bdik on the 11th day? That's the machlokes.
What's the time you do?
It's all halacha l'mishmasinai, really. And the time you do is that it's in the 11th day. It's in the 11 days. It's still in the Yirah Yom. You don't have to. It's not, the bdik is not because you're going to become a zava. The bdik is because you're in 11 days. That's what. But it's really halacha l'mishmasinai. It's the itmar. Asiri, Rabbi Yechon Omar, Asiri Ketchi. Rabbi Yechon says if you see on the 10th day, you have to make a bdik on the 11th day, just like if you saw on the 9th day. Asiri is like the 11th day. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Asiri Ketchi, Matachi by Yeshimur. You're just going to see Dam on the 9th day, you have to make a Shimur on the 10th day, Afasiri by Yeshimur, he's on the 11th day, Yeshimur. Rosh Lakash Omar, Asiri Kacharasa, Machras, Lo Yeshimur, so get to 11th day, doesn't need Shimur, Afasiri Lo Yeshimur. And like Rashi explains, that it's, the shaila is one halacha to halacha. It says hilchak or ashlokas. Three lines at the bottom. Shtei halachas nemru b'yom echad asa. First, lechalak mashar yom shalafanov. There's two chalukim b'yom shalafanov. First of all, that it doesn't need shimur, and it's not a shimur for the day before. Those are two halachas. According to Rav Yechon, there's only one halacha. So that's what it says here in the Gemara. Halacha. It's the machlokas about this halacha of Ezra Sinai. Had it have ramifications for kares, very simple, because if you don't be shemeres yom connected yom, so then you chayav karas. If you're mechuyev to be shemeres yom, so according to Rav Yechonon, if you didn't do a bedika on the 11th morning, so then you're still tamei, and you go to be shemeres chayav karas. According to Ashlokas, you're not. So this could be the machlokes, the zaki mamre with the other bezdin. Vayter mishpat zehadin. Which means Exeris Shava. Mishpa Zahadim means Exeris Shava. What type of is Karas Exeris Shava? On top of a base. Then, Bita Imanu Sasai. We learned Bita Imanu Sasai is not Mefurish. If that father is Zanah with his daughter from Imanu Sasai, his Chayiv Sreifig rather, is not a Mefurish Apostle. It's Exeris Shava. Don't worry about it. It's Rav Dumi. Asi Heinehena, Asi Zima Zima. And here the argument is Chayiv Karas. Tosfos speaks out that everything else so far and the future of the Gemara are all Machlaikas in the Gemara. This is not a Machlaikas. This would be stumped. He's arguing on the thing. Top Tosfos says, "Bekulam lashkei pluk davar mahai." Verse 11, the ain zaki mamre moida b'gzeres shava. He's not moida b'gzeres shava. And then we have to continue more machloikasim that have shaykes to karis and the machloikasim zaki mamre and the best.